right this morning? I don't want to be in the room by myself. How y'all doing this morning? Good. Amen. Amen. We're going to get started with Sunday morning refreshing. I am so grateful to God to be teaching this morning. So I'm going to start with the word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you saying thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for another day's journey, God. We thank you for getting us here this morning. We thank you for what you're going to do in this service this morning. I pray that your people be able to receive this word, God, because we know it comes from you. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you in your darling son Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Give God some praise. All right. Give him some praise. He deserves it. All right. This morning, I have a word that God has been toiling on me for about a month. And I think that it's something that we all need to learn. So I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching this morning. So my last time teaching Sunday Morning Refreshing, I talked about the power of words and how powerful our words are and how powerful we are when we use words in the correct way. Well, the Lord took me a whole different route this time, and he said, we're going to talk about our ears. We're going to talk about listening, because that is one of the major problems that we are having in the 21st century, especially when it comes to Christians and believers. All right, so we're going to be talking about hearing and listening and the difference between the two, because there's a major difference. Have you ever been talking to somebody and you're telling them really something very important, and they seem to kind of be distracted, or they're looking off, or they might be looking down at their phone, and you say, you repeat something, and they say, I hear you. You could actually respond, but are you listening? I know you hear me, but are you listening? Have you ever been in one of those conversations where you felt like, I'm telling you something very important, and it seems like you're all over the place, you're not paying attention? Are you hearing me for real? Or, you know, are you listening? I know you hear what I'm saying. I know you hear the sounds coming out of my mouth, but are you listening? Did you catch what I was saying? So we're going to talk about the difference between just hearing as opposed to actually listening, actively listening. So to hear, I'm going to give y'all some definitions. To hear means to perceive with ears the sounds made by someone or something. Basically, you heard the words, you heard the sounds, you might have heard the music, you heard them talking, you heard it. But that don't mean you're listening. All right, so to listen, catch this, to listen. Listening means to give one's attention to the sound, to take notice and act on what someone says, or to respond. All right, did y'all catch the difference? All right, so hearing, we just hearing the sounds. We know something's going on because we hear it. But to listen means we're focusing. We have attention. It takes attention to actually listen to what someone's saying. And when you actively listen to someone, it requires a response most of the time. You give a response. Whether it's looking up like, what did you just say? I heard what you said. It's going to catch your attention if you're actively listening. That is the difference. That's the difference. So when you're having that conversation with that person and they're distracted, they're all over the place, you know they're hearing you, but you know they're not listening. It's no way that they could be listening. They're distracted. They're focused on everything else. So you got to think about that. When we come to church, we come to service, are we just hearing the word or are we actively listening to the word? Are we actively listening to what's being said? Are we distracted? Is our focus all over the place? Are we actively listening? So in the Bible, the word hear or listen, the word hear is used more often. But what he means by hear is listen. All right? And in Greek and Hebrew, it translates to listen and obey. Catch that. Listen and obey. That means it requires you to respond. It requires you to take action. You're not just hearing what I'm saying, but you're going to respond by doing what I said to do. That's an important part of our relationship with God. If we're just hearing it, but we're not responding, then something's wrong. So, hear or listen in the Bible is said about 1,160 times. What does that tell you? It's important. 1,160 times you read the word listen or hear. He's trying to get the attention of his people. Wake up. Open your ears. We have to understand that listening is so important. Even in prayer, sometimes we have to just sit and not say a word, because we have to hear from God. We need to hear from God. I sing this song with my kids. Some of y'all know I teach pre-K. And in order to get their attention, because pre-K kids, 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, they're all over the place. And it's hard to get their attention. And when it's something really important, we got to get their attention. So we sing this song. We say, eyes are watching, ears are listening, voice is quiet, bodies calm. This is how we listen. This is how we listen all the time, all the time. Notice what we tell them. Our eyes are watching. Our ears are listening. Our voices are quiet. And our bodies are calm. Now, why is that important? Your eyes need to be focused on the person who's talking. Your ears need to be hearing what they're saying. You can't be talking if you're trying to hear what's being said. And if your body's moving, obviously you're distracted. Sometimes I want to sing that song in here to get everybody to focus on what's being said. So I did some research about listening and hearing. And what I found was some pretty harsh statistics. All right. Research shows that the average person listens at about 25% efficiency. 25%. That's low. The average person listens at about 25% efficiency. While most will agree that listening effectively is a very important skill, most people don't feel a strong need to improve their own skill level. A lot of people want to be heard, but they don't want to listen. They'll tell you all day, you need to listen to me. I got something to say. But when it comes to you telling them something of importance, I don't want to hear what you got to say. You telling me to improve my skill, but you won't improve yours. That's deep. So we listen at average. The average is 25%. Efficient. Don't we need to do better than that? Especially when it comes to the word of God. We need to hear 100% efficiently the word of God. A few more statistics that I found stated that 85% of our learning comes from listening. Now, if we only listening at 25%, but 85% of our learning comes from listening, something is wrong. Something is majorly wrong. Everything that we learn, the majority of it comes from listening. If you think about a child, they don't come into the world knowing stuff. They learn by listening. They learn how to talk by listening. The rest of it, they learn by seeing. But most of it, they learn by listening. As I found, 85% of our learning comes from listening, but this is why we only listening at 25% efficiency. Listeners are distracted, forgetful, and preoccupied. 75% of the time. That's why we're not learning what we need to learn. We're distracted, forgetful, and preoccupied 75% of the 85% of what we supposed to be learning. That's deep. But think about it. When we come in here, how many times are we preoccupied with things that happened before we got here? How many times are we preoccupied or distracted by who walks in the door while service is going on? How many times do we walk out of here and forget what we just learned? Or forget what Pastor just said? It's facts. Most listeners only recall 50% of what they heard immediately after what was said. So let's think about that. Pastor Sonya up here teaching Sunday school, or pastors preaching. After they just said what they said, when you walk out that door, 50% of it is gone. You don't remember but half of what was said. That's deep, right? That's a major attack on a Christian. When you just got a whole lot of what you need to live right, and you walk out of here and only 50% goes with you. But it gets deeper. 2 to 5 days later, only 20% is remembered. Only 20% is remembered. That's a major attack. Why is this so important to believers? We need to be listening to the Word of God because it helps us to build our faith. All right? Romans 10 and 13 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord in prayer will be saved. But how will people call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher or a messenger?" Now let's think about that. How can they believe if they haven't heard? Alright, it's important that we hear the word of God. And then if we go down to verses 16 through 18, it says, "But they did not all pay attention to the good news." They didn't pay attention. How many times you come in church and you not paying attention to what's being said? For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" Verse 17, which is important. So faith comes from hearing what is told. And what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right. How do we build our faith if we're not hearing the word of God? But remember, to hear means to listen and obey. We can hear it, but are we listening and obeying? Are we actually doing what it says we should do? That's how you know you're listening, when you have a response. But I say, did they not hear? He asked the question. he had to ask the question, how can they hear unless somebody tells them? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But he had to ask, did they hear? Are you listening? In other words, are you paying attention? Because obviously he didn't see a response for him to ask that question. Are you listening? That was important. So here we have Paul explaining that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're thinking about it, he's talking to the Jewish people, but he's letting them know the Gentiles can be saved too. All right? Those who are out there lost can be saved too. It ain't just you because you went to church. Others can be saved too, but they got to hear the word of God. Now, how can they hear lest they're being told? Now, the problem with that is we come here and we're supposed to take it out. But if we only taking out 50% of what we done learned, how we going to tell them? How we going to tell them? And that's why he asked, well, did you hear? Did they hear me? Are you sure they were listening? How can people be saved lest they hear? How can we be saved lest we are actively listening and obeying? How can we have a relationship with God or build our faith if we are not actively listening to the Word of God? God promises us that we can gain wisdom and understanding when we listen to Him. Revelations 2 and 29 says, he who has an ear, let him hear, listen, and obey, and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. All right, now, that same scripture is repeated in Revelations 3 and 6. That's only another chapter over. He had to repeat himself. He who has an ear means open up your ears, pay attention. Hello, I'm talking here. He's trying to get our attention. Listen, obey, heed to what I'm saying. It's important. Not just that he wants us to respond to what we hear, but he wants us to go and tell other people. He wants us to bring the masses. But we got to hear it. We got to listen to it. And we got to follow it. What do I mean by active listening? I don't know if you've ever heard the term active listening. You know, because when you think of active, you think of moving around. No, but active listening. it's a difference. So there are three A's of active listening. And the three A's are attitude, attention, and adjustment. Okay? Attitude, attention, and adjustment. Attitude, and it's maintaining a positive attitude, paves the way for open-mindedness. Okay? In other words, you are ready to receive the word. The scripture says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. All right. You're prepared for what you're coming in the doors for. Your mind should already be focused on God. We should have an attitude of praise. God, I'm here for you. God, I'm here to hear from you. That should be our attitude when we walk in the door. But a lot of times we come in the door, oh, God. So tired. Oh God, what I got to do today? Oh God, what we got to do after church? Oh God, how long is service going to be? That's our attitude when we walk in the door. Sometimes it's, oh God, I'm so tired of dealing with what I'm dealing with. But our attitude and our focus should be on God. God, I'm here. I'm open. I'm ready to receive what you have for me. That should be our posture. That should be our attitude every time we walk in the doors. Attention. Focus on what is being said. Remove all distractions. That could be your cell phone. Sometimes it could be your kids. If you know they sit well with somebody else, hey, you need to sit with them today. Distractions. That could be just that door opening and you turn. Start practicing keeping your eyes focused to the front. Remove all distractions. Isaiah 42:23 says, who among you will listen to this? Who will listen and pay attention in the time to come? Who? Who will listen? Who will pay attention? And then it goes, Isaiah 28:23 says, listen and hear my voice. Listen carefully and hear my words. God is calling us to pay attention. Not just come in and hear the word, but actually listen and respond to the word. Remember, retain and apply what we learn. Remember, retain, and apply. That's what we have to do. Now, think about those statistics again. 85% of what we learn is by listening. But if 75% of that time is distraction, we got to cancel out the distraction so that instead of walking out of here with only 50% of what's been said, we can walk out with 100% of what's been said so that those people out there that are lost, we can carry that word to them. We got to have it in us first. So we have to be actively listening so that we can remember, retain, and apply what we've learned. The last A was adjustment. Make changes. Be willing to hear all that needs to be said before responding. Now, it's important that we respond, but before we respond, we need to make sure we hear everything first. We got to hear all that's been said first. You ever in a conversation with somebody and it's a heated conversation and they say something and it trigger you and you respond before you even heard what the rest was said? You didn't hear whatever or what the rest of it was. You just automatically assumed. And that takes me to my next scripture, which talks about that response. So James 1:19-20 says, understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear, be careful, and be a careful and thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, and forgiving. All right. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Think about that. Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. What does that tell us? If we listen and we don't respond quickly, we probably won't get angry. because we heard everything that needed to be said. Now, how is that for us as believers? We need to be quick to listen to the word of God because that's our direction. We don't need to be speaking quickly, because when we're speaking quickly, we trying to put our own plans into place. We got to listen so that God can show us the way, so that when we finally do speak, we're speaking the right way. Ain't no reason to be angry after that, because I know I'm following the will of God because I heard everything he had to say. That's how we apply that. That's how that works for us. If we actively listening, we'll know how to respond. God revealed to me that the church today is not listening. Why? What happened? Why did we stop listening? So many distractions. Even at home, so many distractions. So many things going on. So much to do. So busy. So preoccupied. God, I know you talking, I hear you, but I don't have time to listen. How do we grow? How do we build our faith? How do we build our relationship with God if we're not actively listening to what he is saying to us? How do we become better? How do we change that 20% 2 to 5 days later to at least 80% 2 to 5 days later of what you heard on Sunday? Not only do we need to make sure we're listening, we need to go back and read what's been said. That's how we build on that. See, because the enemy will take it. Just like that, you walked out the door, dang, I don't even remember that scripture. An active listener is taking notes, because I don't want to forget that. I'm going to need that later. Because when you walk out that door, I forgot that scripture, but let me look down here in my notes. Oh, I know what that is. I'm going to look that up when I get home. That's how we grow. That's how we get better. Because Pastor Sonia and Bishop can get up here every Sunday and preach and teach and do everything that they're supposed to do. But guess what? If you're not actively listening, if we're not receiving what we need to receive, when we walk out them doors, it's pointless what they done. God is saying, I'm speaking, but nobody's listening. God is saying, I'm trying to help you, but are you hearing me? Just like he said in the scripture. Did they hear me? Are you sure? Because nobody's responding. God is waiting for us to respond. He wants us to listen and obey. Understand what I've said, but don't just understand it. Show me by doing it. Show me by taking it to somebody else that you see is lost. Get them to me, because how can they come to me unless they hear about me? And a lot of times we can't tell people about God because we ain't really listening to what's being said about God. So we have to begin to become active listeners. So are you listening or are you just hearing? I challenge each of you to, when you come into service, if you feel like you're distracted, preoccupied, say, God, remember that little song I sang. Eyes are watching, ears are listening, voice is quiet, body's calm. I know I sing it to preschoolers, but I promise, if it's effective for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, it's effective for adults. Because if your eyes are watching up here, and your ears are attentive to what's being said, and you're not talking or looking at your phone, I promise you, you'll get what you need from God. Everything that we learn, everything that's been preached, and everything that's being taught in this church should help each and every one of us to grow, to be better, to be stronger. But we have to be willing to do our part. And that's remember, retain, and apply.